Mom of three kids, married three times. What kind of man you looking for?
I'm a God-fearing man that actually walked the walk and talked the talk. It's a lot of men who say they believe but don't want to actually practice what they believe in. Or if I tell them, like, oh, I'm not sexually active, I'm just waiting because I want to honor God. And they're like, oh, well, don't you got three kids? Don't you have three baby daddy? I say, yeah, I used to steal, too. Should I keep doing that?
I know you playing.
Should I still do, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the only thing I'm supposed to give up is my yoni. Don't do nothing else bad. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal. But once I gave away the stuff, I'm supposed to just give it to anybody who want it. You get some. No. And I'm like, I'm 39. I only got a few good years left on this thing. I got to give it to my husband.
If that's not crack for you, I don't know what it is.
So you're not having sex again until you're married?
Right.
How long you been celibate for?
A year and a half.
Oh, so you already pretty much answered the question that you know people are going to say. You've been married three times by three men. Were you celibate before those marriages?
My last one, yes. But we all sin and fall short of God's glory, which is another reason why I actually did marry the other ones, because I can't live in sin. I don't know how people do it. Like, just is able to do it. I can't. It's just not for me.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
Yeah, I don't do randoms or set casual hookups. I don't do that. I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe in what's supposed to happen, what's not supposed to happen in a relationship. So I'm not looking to date just to date. I'm looking to date to be married, because that's the goal.
So are you also not going to have sex until you're married?
That is the preference. That is the preference, yeah.
Okay, he has to be Christian?
Yes.
Have you always practiced Christianity?
No.
When did you start?
Well, I started as a child, then I converted to Islam. Didn't work out for me. And as an adult, I made the transition back to being Christian.
Okay. So are you following the principles right now? Like, are you not having sex to marriage?
Yes, ma'am.
So how long you been celibate for?
Been about a month.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Don't judge me. I know. You have to start somewhere.
Girl!
Listen.
Okay, well, let me jump in with these questions, right? So,
okay.
Like, you're here to find a guy. So these are the questions that men tell me. So you're practicing Christianity. I'm assuming you want to get married, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So why didn't you think about marriage before you had your three children?
Because I was really young.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go!
She's never been intimate. And so just to be clear, you're waiting until your wedding night.
Yes.
Okay, so she does not have...
Yes, but if I do find the right person and it just happens to happen, I'm okay with that. But I have to know that that person's very serious, if that makes sense.
Not really, no.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
3 years ago.
Are you on a celibacy journey?
Yes, ma'am.
Until relationship, marriage, what is the goal?
Marriage.
Marriage. So no sex until you get married?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you tell men that early?
Yes.
Okay. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
2014.
So 10 years ago. So you haven't did anything in 10 years.
Right. So I believe in abstinent until marriage. I don't want to cheat on God. He doesn't cheat on me. You know what I mean? So I really feel that the man for me will respect my boundaries, will understand, you know, of course he's going to be a Christian man too. So a virtuous woman, Bible talks about who can find a virtuous woman. Okay. That's me.
The devil is a motherfucker liar. So, you know, I ain't worried.
I know my value and I know my worth and I'm not going to lay myself down. Okay. So, no, sweetheart, I'm real.
Okay. So, the second woman I had tonight, she was 51. And she's like, I think 4 years or 3 years, almost 4 years in her journey, but she's also waiting for marriage. And then, so yeah. You won't have sex again unless you get married.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. Okay. And if they don't respect that, I'm fine with it. Ta-ta.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
When was your last relationship, Jamise?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
I'm gonna say like 6 months ago.
Nasty bitch.
Why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I think because I am 37 right now, and I recently embarked on a religious journey.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Why does that not surprise me?
How convenient is that? Wow. How convenient is fucking that?
I want to be married. I've already done everything so far. I just kind of want to settle down right now, and I know what I want. So I'm not, like, you know, on the scene. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I just stay home with my kids and, you know, just live life that way. And so I think that somebody, the right person, could really appreciate that.
So let me ask you this, because you brought it up earlier. I'm just curious. Are you practicing celibacy to marriage?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, you are? So since 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
You can't make this shit up.
Now, I went back and forth in my head thinking, maybe this is fake. Maybe that's an actor and they paid her to say that foolish thing, but I can't tell anymore.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I know what they're gonna say. Now, maybe, I mean, it could be one or two things. It could be an easy way to weed through the men who are options. Mm-hmm. You can look at it like that. But this is what men will say. They will say, you first, you're a mom of three,
mm-hmm.
and now you want me to, your baby daddy doesn't even work. So you want me to be this amazing man and still wait to have sex with you until our wedding night, but you gave three kids to a man that you didn't have that requirements for, and you're already saying you don't want to have any more children. So if he wanted kids, well, I guess he wouldn't be the man for you. So right. Listen, I'm not a man, right? So this ain't for me to understand. I think a lot of women understand women when they go through this change and process, right?
That's not the point I'm making. The point, don't look at me like that.
What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just preparing you. That is what is going to be said.
Yeah, I could see that. It will probably be more than likely be said by somebody who's not on the same path as me, because I think somebody religious would already kind of be thinking the same way, honestly.
Somebody done told you wrong.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
That's it. I'm keeping it to myself. And I did. I've been keeping it to myself.
Don't play with it. Okay, so that is the next question. You don't have to answer. When is the last time you was intimate with someone? You don't have to answer.
Well, I basically have answered it. So it's been over 10 years now.
Oh, so you haven't been with anybody in the last 10 years. Are you waiting for, So are you waiting for marriage, or are you, so what's the goal?
Well, the goal was, I wanted to see what my mom was saying. My mom passed away in 2014. And, She was telling me when I got my last divorce, she said, listen, the Holy Ghost is a keeper if you want to be kept. You know, when she say that, she mean like you burning with desire and you want to go out here and have premarital sex. She said, you don't have to have that. You know, God will keep you if you want to be kept. I'm like, I'm going to see if she talk. Is she telling the truth? So I'm like, let me try it. And it works. But what I know about it is you got to follow the word. You can't put yourself in those situations. You cannot. You cannot get close to a man and expect not to that fire to fire off. You can't do it. So there's no kissing, no holding hands, and no going out. None of that. No dating.
She's on drugs. She's not in her right mind.
No sex until I get married.
That, good luck. Good freaking luck.
When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
I am celibate, so I'm just going to leave it there.
Good job. You celibate for how long?
Are you laughing, Beyonce? You find it funny?
I don't want to say it on a national...
Yeah, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you before you say it. This is an international show. It don't ever have a secret telling me, because the whole world's going to see. So if you don't want to say it, I'm not going to push it out.
I don't want to say, but I have been celibate for a while. So let's just
leave it there. So you want a 300K celibate man?
He doesn't have to be celibate, but he has to respect my decision to be celibate.
Okay, so he can have sex with other women then?
No.
That doesn't even make sense.
Then how is he has to be celibate if he's respecting your wishes to be celibate?
He has to respect my decision not to have sex with him.
That means he has to be celibate.
Yes.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
So you want a man to make 300K to day two, and when are you celibate for? Until when?
Till I'm married.
Crack is cheap.
You want a 300K man to day two without having sex, and he's not gonna have, and he's not really allowed, according to what you desire, have sex with anybody else.
Yes.
Where this man at? Where this man? God, where the hell this man? God, is he under my wig, child? Is he under my wig?
He's somewhere.
Is he in?
Where?
Where this man? Woo! 300K man who not gonna have sex with nobody. Where he at? How long you been single for, mama? Are you celibate or abstinent?
I am celibate, yes.
And celibate till marriage?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no cookie until you put a ring on it.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
They'll say you have a child and now you want somebody to wait to have sex with you.
I waited for marriage the first time, believe it or not. So,
oh, she only have sex with one person?
No, three total, but yeah. Okay. Like, after my marriage, it was two.
I'm telling you, man, there's a bunch of demons walking on this earth. This is crazy.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
When was the last time you was intimate with someone?
It's been a long time, since that period of time.
Okay. Are you waiting for a relationship?
Marriage.
Okay. Ooh. So this is where we get to the Lord of God morning you. So no cookie unless you buy the jar. No cookie unless you buy the jar.
She's acting like a goofy ass child. That's just the truth.
Now let me ask you this. Not saying it's impossible because God is everything. But let's just say you don't meet a man that's willing to make that agreement. Are you okay with never having sex again?
Yes.
You ain't got to lie.
That is bullshit.
So I conversed with someone for a period of time, probably like 6 months, but it didn't work out. He wanted to do more than I was willing to, so.
He wanted to do more?
Yeah, you know, he wanted to get physical. And so I was like, you know, it's not for me because I'm waiting for marriage.
Okay. When did you get divorced last?
23, September of 23.
So of 23, so was that 2 years ago?
Correct.
Have you been celibate since your divorce?
Yes.
Are you not? So you're only gonna have sex again unless you get married again.
Right.
So is that how you were with each of your marriages? You didn't have sex unless you got married?
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. The second one, it was, you know, but we got married. But the first one, yes. I waited until we got married, the first one.
So you only been with two men?
No, not in life, no.
Oh, okay, I got you. I guess I was trying to figure it out.
Hey, run for your life.
Okay, so now, this is something that you practiced in your last marriage too. So no sex until you get married.
First, in my first marriage, I stopped for 10 years and then I got married to my first marriage.
Okay, what happened with that?
Our personalities were different.
Really, nigga?
That was some dumbass shit.
I want to put it out there just in case somebody want to contact me. Like, we are not doing all that. We are celibates, so we want to stay that way. So if you are not, don't contact me. Sorry.
How long you been celibate for?
4 years.
4 years. So is celibacy until marriage?
Yes.
Yikes. No, look at me.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Oh, you look really good for 42.
Jesus
at the
gymnasium.
Jesus at the gym. Okay, Jesus at the gym. That's not good. Do you have any children?
No children.
No kids.
I'm looking for a Christian man.
Why is that so hard?
Are you a Christian woman?
Yes, I am.
Are you not having sex till marriage?
Yeah, without putting all my business in the street, Kendra. Yeah, you're not supposed to say that.
Well, you know, that's a question I would ask.
I've never been married.
So you're not going to have sex unless you get married?
Exactly. That second man is they're going to have to wait until marriage, yes.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit. Don't be
This whole threat of women, oh, you're going to grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see the Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go. Go.
Yeah.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.